This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The big stall on the debt limit, recession, now a 67% possibility, says who? Another bank explodes on itself, which is not good, my friends. And oh, so sad. Dude looks like a lady. Aerosmith's farewell tour. Is that for real? Have you ever seen them in concert? I have. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be at the helm of this show as we kind of navigate together some of the rough stuff that's happening around us. Nothing rougher than the stories that we've heard coming out of Texas and the family ripped apart by the neighbor who decided to shoot five and kill five of his neighbors. The man wanted by law enforcement for the killings of those five Texas neighbors, including a nine-year-old boy, entered the U.S. illegally and had been deported by immigration four times. So this suspect has eluded everybody looking for him. I mean, his face is everywhere. There's tons of money that's been put up for leading to his arrest. But Francisco Oropesa Perez Torres still remains on the lam. So, an unknown location. Who knows what? He was apprehended and removed a bunch of times again by ICE enforcement and removal operations in September of 2009, January 2012, and July 2016. One of the other times was in March of 2009. So whatever his current immigration status is, it's unclear. But there are massive pleas for the public to help in this search for this 38-year-old who they say opened fire after he was asked to stop shooting his rifle near a neighbor's family home in Cleveland, which is a small rural kind of community just northeast of Houston, 50 miles, give or take, outside of that city. So he's armed and dangerous. That's what he's considered to be. And there are 250 law enforcement officers looking for him. There's $80,000 in reward money that's been put up to capturing him. The massacre is among more than 180 U.S. mass shootings in just the first 4 months of the year. And another seemingly ordinary encounter, about 10 to 20 minutes, if you haven't heard this, before Friday's killing, Wilson Garcia and two other men walked over to his yard and asked him to stop shooting so close to their home because their baby was sleeping. They asked him to just simply shoot on the other side of his property. He refused, and when he kept doing that, they said, look, we don't want to, but we'll call the police. So then he decided, okay, a handful of minutes later, I'm coming after you. So that's exactly what he did. And this poor Wilson Garcia, who went to tell his neighbor to stop doing that, watched as he yelled at his wife to get in the house. And, of course, she was the first one that was shot point blank in the head and killed. And then his son was killed as well. And there was somebody in the house that told him, you got to jump out the window because you got two other kids, including a baby who just lost their mother. And this maniac is shooting at all of us. Wow. That is such a creepy, sad, sad, sick and twisted story. And let's hope they catch him because it was execution style. Above the neck, every single person that he decided he was going to shoot in that house because he didn't like what he was asked to do. So armed and dangerous, still on the loose since Friday. crazy. All right, I have to go to something lighter because every single week I'm telling you about some story of a neighbor confronting another neighbor and it just doesn't end well. Aerosmith doing the peace out after 50 years, a farewell tour. So they announced on Monday they're going to have a 40-dater that is going to feature some special guests like the Black Crowes. And they said that's it. They're done. It's not goodbye. It's peace out. But this is it. Because sometimes you hear that from bands, and then everybody pleads with them, even if they're 105, to please get back together and go on tour. So the new tour is produced by Live Nation, kicks off in Philly September 2nd, and it's got stops across U.S., Canada, you know, the usual places you would think, Los Angeles, Madison Square, in New York, Austin's Moody Center, in Seattle, Chicago, Toronto, and all those kinds of places. And you can bet, I mean, whatever the tickets are, I can't imagine it wouldn't be a sellout. And a really special one will happen in Boston because it's New Year's Eve when they're going to do that. That's in New Year's Eve 2023. So look out. How many Aerosmith songs can you name? One of my favorite bands. So I had to go there. Had to go there at the top of this thing. All right, mystery balloons. Have you had enough of mystery balloons? There's another one. The military is tracking another mysterious balloon. They've determined no threat to aerial traffic, national security, but what's it for? Who does it belong to? Nobody knows at this point. Not going over sensitive areas in Hawaii, but they've been tracking it since late last week. And is it a weather balloon? Is it something else? It's not very maneuverable. It's moving kind of slowly toward Mexico. The thought is, I don't think it belongs to the Chinese, but they're still trying to identify the owner. When I say they, I mean the National Security Council is talking to the Defense Department, and they're mulling this whole thing over and trying to figure it out. I mean, look, Pacific Air Force has launched 3 F-22s to assess the situation and visually identified it's a spherical object is what it's being called, and they monitored its transitions and where it was going and just determined no threat. You can believe anytime a balloon goes up now, there's so many cartoons and memes and so many embarrassing things happened because of those weather balloons that immediately there's going to be a jet up there or two or three trying to figure out what it is. 36,000 feet. And still don't know. Remember, a Chinese spy balloon flew across parts of the U.S. in February before it was shot down off the Carolina coast. So, like I said, that's not going to happen again because it was too embarrassing to the administration to have that happen again. All right, coming up this hour, we, yes, have a big, big giveaway for you. I think it's pretty big anyway. Nothing like winning some skillets. Who doesn't need cast iron skillets? Especially when you got 3 different sizes. Coming up a little bit later in this hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Turn up the music.
I was at a jam the other night. I was feeling real good, so the feeling was right. I came to the party for a different kind of action. The next thing I know, I was doing a Michael Jackson. I was wrong for a beat, and my feet got tight. It was like a DJ just bought a beat five.
You gotta love that twist on that tune. Reminds me of I Dream of Jeannie. Dun, 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 dun. I Dream of Jeannie was in a bottle, remember? Found in the water by Major Healy. Or is it Major Nelson? This Major... I can't remember. Major Healy. I don't know. But now that would be tangled up in sargasm. Not sarcasm. Sargasm, which is this brown, yucky seaweed that actually smells. I was treated to a small version of it when I was over the weekend looking for shark's teeth just outside of Venice Beach, but that's on the Gulf Coast. Over on the Atlantic side, that's where all of this is starting to hit, so I feel so badly for people who are going to the Florida Keys, and what they're treated to is a record-breaking blob of smelly seaweed. Yeah, all over Key West. And so what do? They just get these bulldozers and they pull them up. They go up and down the beaches, and that's the only way that they can pull this stuff up. You know, this brown mass is more than 5,000 miles, and it forms yearly. It spans more than 5,000 miles, and it forms yearly from the shores of Africa to the Gulf of Mexico. And I guess you just don't really think about it, but the mass this year is setting a new record because scientists are already watching it. I mean, you can go online and you can see it lighting up like red dots all over the place. Seriously. So they've already measured 3 million tons of seaweed, and it emits this smell like rotten eggs. So imagine if you're a tourist, you saved your pennies. Woohoo! I'm going down to Key West to see the cats. And think of the whole Hemingway thing, or just to have a few gold ones and catch some amazing fish. But it wouldn't be very fun if that's all you smelled around you. Plus, think of how that can get gunked up in the motors. I feel so badly for the people who have encountered this. And I think they were thinking maybe it's going to hold off a little bit longer because a big chunk of it is really supposed to hit in June and July, people, of all things. So that's happening, and in all seriousness, they wish it was only about the smell, but sadly, six people were killed, dozens of others injured with the dust storm. Did you hear the story? And if you haven't, of course, that's why we're here, right? What's happening in your backyard and mine? It always seems to come back to some ominous weather thing or some phenomenon. And these six people were part of this pileup in Illinois. 30 were injured and went to the hospital. There were multiple people with life-threatening injuries, others with not life-threatening injuries but banged up. So 2 to 80 years old, that's pretty much what he had. It was 11 a.m. and Interstate 55. That's where it happened because it's all of a sudden it was like this two-mile stretch. And I was looking at some video of it. Oh, there's no way. You had trucks in front of you, and this thing hit, you could not see. You know, you had 30 commercial vehicles, lots of them big trucks that were part of this. Two semi-trucks caught fire. And the cause of the crash was these excessive winds blowing the dirt from farm fields across the highway. So now you had emergency crews trying to get through the dust storm and helicopters. And I'll tell you what, I've seen backups, I've seen storms, but I've never seen the dust that thick. Never. And I lived in Nebraska. I lived in places where there was farmlands and you would sometimes get those weird dust devil things, but not to the extent of what the people in Illinois on this road saw. There are people in RVs that just happened to be driving there. They said it was kind of like snow, but it was instead this dust. And, you know, you're driving, so your instinct would be, what, it's like when there's a bad rainstorm, maybe to pull over. But you're in the middle of it, and you're going 70 miles an hour. That's not happening. There's no way that you can put on the brakes there. You just have to do what you can. And that's what a lot of the cars did. And some of the people who survived that just looked, you know, held the wheel, looked as closely as they could at maybe a right or a quick left that they could make. But it was bad business. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Sad way to start off the week. All right, so another bank collapse, right? We had the demise of First Republic Bank. Now there's still questions about, ooh, the banking system. What about the economy? Because the banks are too big to fail, right? That would just crash the economy. So now you have the second largest bank failure. First Republic Bank had $230 billion in assets last month, and that eclipses the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have taken place over the last 2 months. And First Republic, pretty much their fate was sealed when the bank revealed that they had lost $100 billion in deposits after the Silicon Bank collapsed and led to the panic among mostly wealthy clients, including the actress Sharon Stone. So their stock plummeted 75% last week. Oh, my oh my. It does make you feel like, you know, the people that were stuffing their money in the mattress, sure, you're not getting any returns on that, but they felt a little bit safer maybe. I'll just put some of that under the mattress. I'll just have some liquidity, thank you, in my giant piggy bank instead of putting it in somebody else's hands where they can't seem to manage the money. And you had, who swooped in? J.P. Morgan. They took control of the San Francisco-based regional bank and brokered, and they were part of that brokered sale. And that protects the deposits. It wipes out shareholders, though. It makes the nation's largest bank even bigger, right, J.P. Morgan. So that's what happens. One domino falls, and the bigger domino swoops in and holds everything up. And I guess they had unrealized, how does this happen? Whose job is this? They had unrealized losses on long-term treasury bonds, which saw the value go down after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates. But people, they were hiking the interest rates month after month after month after month. Who is in charge of watching how that is flexing? So, of course, they couldn't raise cash to cover the deposits because that's where their money was invested. Oh, just idiots. I mean, seriously. You know, again, no one's 100%, but somebody took their eye off the ball in a very, very, very big way. So most chief economists saw the U.S. falling into a recession in 2023 before these major banks collapsed this year. Consumer spending is falling after years of sky-high inflation. Interest rate hikes are aimed at slowing demand for goods and services. So now, I hate the R word. I hate it. The forecast, though, does not look good. It's gloomier because now you've got big banks that are pulling back on lending because they don't want that risk on the balance sheets. So that reduces access to credit. So do the math. It slows the growth of new businesses. It hurts employers' abilities to invest in their company and hire more workers. And that's what I call frozen. We would be frozen in time. So, of course, there's big backlash to this. But the problem is, here we go again. We have brilliant financial people in this country. Why aren't they ever the ones that are the accountability people? Maybe they don't want to be. So now recession probability is 67%. 67% in the models that a lot of analysts have built. That's where that's coming from. Is it a sure thing? Do we know for sure that's going to happen? No, that's why the probability is 67%. Let's hope that that's completely wrong. Because you think about maybe the third quarter is when that would kick in, which is most likely. And maybe, if we're lucky, it's a teeny weeny, or at least smaller, recession than some are predicting. Because it's going to get really, really tight out there, my friends. Do you know how to can tomatoes? Do you know how to grow vegetables? Maybe there is something to getting these chickens and getting the eggs that way. Oh, all right, a giveaway coming up next.
Get Carter to the phone. Go teach him how to cook. That'll kill him.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The man who allegedly killed five of his neighbors north of Houston over the weekend is in the U.S. illegally. Francisco Oropeza had been deported four times before.
That's what we need from the public, is any type of information, because right now, we're running into dead end.
FBI agent James Smith says hundreds of police and the FBI are now involved in the search. A giant dust storm that crossed Illinois is being blamed for several deaths and at least 30 injuries. The dust all but eliminated visibility on Interstate 55, which resulted in a massive pileup in the Springfield area that involved 40 to 60 vehicles. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying most of the assets of troubled First Republic Bank. The FDIC had taken control of the bank and immediately began working with J.P. Morgan on the sale to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Plant Love Kitchen. It's an easy guide to plant forward eating. And actually, some of the recipes are pretty cool. If you like veggies, boy, this book is for you, for sure. It's always good if you're eating some of that candy bar stuff to mix in some of those veggies. But before we get there, this is interesting. There's been a lot of, obviously, conversation about our mental health. And with stress and not enough time for this or for that, or the doom and gloom that surrounds us sometimes, like the dreaded R word, a new study has come up with something that I think is, I believe, is good for mental health. It makes sense to me. So there was a study that was done by this marriage counselor and psychologist, Everett Worthington, and he noticed that a lot of couples were angry about what they thought were slights and then real wrongs, and he realized they could make progress only if they forgave each other. So he decided to do this research, decades long studying the science of forgiveness, that, you know, what would happen if you forgave. So he and his colleagues recently completed the study that went across five different countries and showed that when forgiveness is taught, practiced and actually achieved, you get better results with your mental health and overall well-being, because it changes relationship dynamics and it prevents a lot of crazy things that happen, some of the injustices. People don't have to forgive, right? It's really a choice to forgive or not. And this study actually is pretty interesting. It makes sense. Look, because if you hold grudges, you know, what does that do? What does the grudge thing do to you? Of course, it just builds up and becomes like a time bomb inside you. So I'm not shocked by this at all, but it's a very tough thing to do. It's like, you know, it's like they say, revenge is a dish best served cold, because you just never would get the results anyway that you are hoping for. Like, you think, okay, I'm going to just hold on to this anger and then let's see what happens to the other person. But it's always the person holding on to the anger that, of course, suffers the most. So, hey, there's something to kind of try and practice. Maybe you'll feel a little bit lighter. All right, I have something that will make you feel good. It's called the Plant Love, I just said it, Kitchen. And it's very easy. There's 75-plus recipes. So it's an easy-to-use guide. Marissa Moore has this flexible approach backed by the latest nutritional science to a more plant-forward diet that can improve your health. So step-by-step tips to transform your plates, then these 75 recipes, which I think is the key. And she's a nutritionist and a food blogger. It helps you integrate plant-forward diet stuff into your life. And it breaks down the benefits of what they call a flexitarian diet for your health, disease prevention, and overall well-being based on the latest research. So we're giving away copies of this book. We're going to enter you into a drawing, first of all, for the book and for a chance to win cast iron skillets, 6, 8, and 10 inches. Ugh, that like sets up your kitchen. You want to make like an omelet, spinach omelet or something, boom, just for one, take the little one out. Got more people to serve up, you got the 10-inch one. So anyway, what you have to do is go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Just send me an email. I'll throw your name into the hopper, and maybe you'll be one of those lucky winners. If you win, I will reach back, and you can tell me where we need to mail the copy of the Plant Love Kitchen Cookbook. Woohoo! Yeah, I'm all for it, right? I have a friend who is in great shape and loves Snickers, and eats a Snickers bar probably once a day, and then slams tons of vegetables. That's what he does. And it works. It works for him. Because, yeah, he's getting his chocolate fix and candy and whatever, but he's eating a lot of veggies, too, you know, in between, mixed in there. All right, a couple of great odds and ends for you. And, you know, I say this all the time, but I mentioned the Aerosmith concert. I was just thinking about my list of their my favorite songs of theirs. You know, this is an oldie but a goodie, Sweet Emotion, right? Maybe some of you would put that on your list too. And I was looking at concerts, and when you talk about something that makes you feel lighter, I really like going to concerts. But a lot of times the concerts aren't those kind of concerts, because of course it's crazy, insane, expensive for most of the what I call big concerts. But going down and watching some live music, some great, I don't know, jazz, rock, whatever, sometimes you find the really good artists. And maybe they get discovered, maybe they don't, maybe it's just a local kind of thing. But there is a lot of good music out there. And I think especially after the pandemic, after we rolled through the pandemic, there is that need for connection and the need to listen to music for a lot of us. So whether it takes place in the big scale or a smaller scale, there is something about the beauty of music, that's for sure. All right, so for odds and ends, how about this? 11 U.S. airlines Wallet Hub did an analysis of 11 U.S. airlines, ranked Delta the highest for the second year in a row as far as airfare. Budget airline Spirit came in second, and the last airline was Southwest, which they ranked last, which, of course, is no surprise because of all the problems they've had. We're talking about delays and denied boardings and price, and that's how they came up with the score. So Spirit did okay, if you like being nickel and dime, though. I mean, that's the thing. Because you fly economy, you are really flying economy. But Delta, boy, they did really well. They just excelled in all the categories and got a perfect score on the denied boardings, which means the airline manages oversold flights well, which is great because that's the worst. When they oversold the flight and then you're stuck. So Delta was liked by, you know, overwhelmingly by most of the people that took the survey. Look, here's the deal. I think that most of us, we want an airline that gets us from point A to point B. We don't want to do, if we don't have to, any kind of a puddle jump. And we want the cheapest airline. We want the cheapest airfare that you could possibly get because nobody wants to pay a lot of money to, nobody wants to pay a lot of money to fly. We want to pay as little as possible, especially when you hear about some of these crazy things that happen. And Southwest is the perfect example of that because of the delays and the re-racks and everything else that has happened to people, you know, not every day, but they've had some major mishaps. And it's probably happened a lot of times to people who are trying to get to some sort of event, and then they're stuck because they cannot get there. They can't get there because they have to really re-rack everything, and they haven't done that. And somebody else has already gotten that seat on the flight. All right, you're going to love this one. A University of Oregon study produced two groundbreaking findings that worms exposed to cannabis get the munchies, same as humans. Okay, but what does that tell us? Why are they doing that study? I don't know. I'm not really sure why. But it's, I guess, an interesting, what I would call fact, right? Or a ubiquitous bit of information, UBIs. We do those once a week on this show. I'm just saying, right? How about Yahoo? They acquired Wager, a social sports betting platform that's going to integrate into Yahoo Sports Fantasy offerings. So it is going to be this thing where now you can go to Yahoo and make the bets. Everybody wants a piece of this action, which is so hilarious to me because it used to be that, oh, no, no gambling, none of that. We'll never have pro sports in Las Vegas. And now it's just a free-for-all. It's just a matter of time if your state, I think, doesn't have sports gambling. And there's plenty of them that don't have sports books. Like even Florida, it was supposed to go through, and then something happened that took it away. So there are states that don't allow it, but there are plenty of other states that will let you wager, and they will gladly take your money. So what happens now is that this will allow sports fans to bet alongside peers with challenges, leaderboards, tools for smack talk, all that whole fun part of doing the gambling thing. And this company, Wager, W-A-G-R, by the way, they raised $16 million in funding from some pretty big investors. So, yeah, it makes sense. And the reason why is because so many people do want to gamble. Look at DraftKings and some of the other successes that are out there with fantasy sports. Stay with us.
Sounds
you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So think about spring. Spring has so many celebrations. I can already feel the anxiety. Mother's Day to dads, grads, and there's all kinds of entertaining and travel. We know that. But all of this fun can get expensive. So we've got tips and tricks for turning your spending into actual earning this season. So joining us with a scoop so that you can make the most out of all these moments that matter and still celebrate the people you love without stressing about your budget is Barbara Majeski. And she is so good at this. Barbara, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I'm personally so excited for all of these events. I'm sure you are, but we all get really stressed out. There's no question about it. But I've been looking for ways to turn spending into earning this spring. And if you want to be financially savvy and maximize every dollar, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe consider a heartfelt DIY gift, like making a card or baking their favorite treat. Or for those hosting, reimagine your space. So instead of paying for a party venue, create a backyard picnic or entertain in a local park. Another great tip is to see if your credit card has special offers or benefits that earn you cash back. For example, Chase Freedom Unlimited recently launched their May month of more, where card members can save up to 15% on gift cards and earn up to 10% cash back from favorite brands like Nike, Sephora, or Neiman Marcus. And points go 10% further when you redeem them at the Apple Ultimate Rewards store.
Ooh, that's good. I'm frantically writing all this down, and of course we have this and we're sharing it with the listeners. Do you have any other tips you want to share?
Absolutely. If you have a recent grad in your life, treat them to a Home Chef or a Wayfair gift card as they prepare to live on their own. Or how about a fresh bouquet from Pro Flowers, perfume from Sephora this Mother's Day? But regardless of the gift, you'll be earning a boost in cash back when you use Chase Freedom Unlimited credit card in addition to the card's regular benefits. Both your loved ones and your wallet will have a reason to celebrate. And if you're not a Chase Freedom card member, you'll want to apply. Card members are always earning with unlimited 1.5 cash back on all purchases. Plus, your rewards never expire as long as your account is open. And as if it couldn't get any better, Freedom Unlimited card members can also earn 5% cash back on travel purchased through Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3% cash back on dining and drugstores, and 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. So you're always earning when celebrating the spring and beyond.
Ooh, I like all of that. Sounds awesome. So, Barbara, where do we go for more information?
To learn more about these great offers from Chase Freedom, visit chase.com/freedomunlimited. And until next time, happy celebrating.
Awesome. Same to you. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Kate.
Great suggestions, right? Because you get hit with, geez, how do I stretch these dollars? And I think she was right. There is some savings that you can certainly get back there. It's just keeping track of it. That's what the key thing is. All right, so I just can't get off this whole Aerosmith thing. Adam's apple, ain't enough. Ain't that a bitch? Amazing. I could go on and on. Dream On, you all know that song. I don't care if you're 85, 90 years old, or if you're 20. You have gotten into a car, or you've been on an elevator, you've been somewhere where you've heard Dream On. I don't want to miss a thing. Walk This Way. Crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to go look for my old Aerosmith t-shirts. I know I have them wadded up somewhere in a box. All right, I mentioned this at the top of the show, so let's talk about it. The U.S. could default as early as June 1st. I've talked about that before. If the debt limit isn't raised, the Treasury is warning us. Janet Yellen, boy, she has the sour looks, the jowls. She's just scowling every time I see a picture of her, and you think, oh, boy. Yeah, this is happening. This is happening. Do something. So Biden invited House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and some other congressional leaders to the White House next week. They're going to discuss the debt ceiling. There's a big mad scramble going on to figure out what's going to happen here. I mean, this could be super jarring. The Treasury Department will run out of cash eventually to pay the bills in maybe as few as 4 weeks without additional borrowing authority. That would be unprecedented, and that would definitely crush world financial markets. And why do you care? Because I say this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and what does it mean to us? It's going to affect us. It's going to tighten things around us. Absolutely. And of course, we're in a frail state when it comes to possibly jumping into another recession. So the debt ceiling imposes the legal limit on the amount of money the U.S. government can borrow, set at $31 trillion. We hit the cap in January. So now we've got these special maneuvers to conserve cash and buy time, but we're running out of time. And it doesn't seem like there's any kind of a compromise here. So that's the whole idea about having coffee, tea, or muffins at the White House with the president, Republicans, and the president, and a few Democrats thrown in for good measure to try to figure it out, see if they can figure out what the reality is of this and what this means and what it will happen. You know, just red ink, people. Everywhere. Can you imagine if you ran a business like this? If you ran a business this way, it would be disastrous. Again, yes, we have a lot of people in this country. Yes, we have not enough money, I suppose, coming in. Although it does seem like it's that robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of philosophy that is all over the place. You know, this started back in 1917, and it was a restriction put on how much money the federal government can borrow to pay the bills. because you usually spend more, the government does anyway, than it takes in. So Congress has been raising the debt ceiling pretty frequently to pay for the operations. How do you pay for it? I mean, this should be a top priority. This should be the best minds possible working on this, figuring this out, and should have been figured out a long time ago. You know, I don't have rose-colored glasses on, and I know that this pendulum swings in a lot of different directions. But for goodness sake, I really do feel like something else could have happened here. And this doesn't need to be as high as it is, but it's too late because you can't put that genie back in the bottle. So you have to move forward. All right, if you didn't hear at the top, this is the big thing. The big thing is you got over 200 plus law enforcement types that are looking all over the place for this shooting suspect who has been at large since Friday. Killed five people. There were 16 people inside the house that he went to, his neighbor's house. But they have not been able to find Francisco Oropesa. He fled after allegedly killing his neighbors in response to their request that he stop shooting near their yard. And they did find his cell phone. They thought they had cornered him in the woods, but it turns out they did not. There have been just a ton of 911 calls, and they still have not been able to get him. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's gone back over the border. I don't know. Maybe he went somewhere else north from Texas. Maybe he's not even in Texas. Who knows at this point? I know they want him badly, though. I have a friend who works with the FBI, and this is the chatter. This is the chatter. This is what everybody's doing. This is what people are looking for. Big, big time. And also, hats off to Gordon Lightfoot. Do you know who Gordon Lightfoot is? Legendary Canadian folk singer, songwriter, dead at the age of 84. If you go back to the 70s, If You Could Read My Mind, that was one of his big breakout hits. You know, there's 70 stations all over the country, so you hear these songs still. If you're driving around, you're hitting, you know, messing around with buttons, and you'll hear this song. This song comes up definitely. And apparently throughout his life, and he did a biography about this, he talked about his struggle with alcoholism. He was married 3 times, had 6 children. Ultimately, he sobered up, married happily, and toured, and wrote songs well into his 80s. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. As always, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, my friends.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.